You know, when I meet with people for spiritual direction or faith, or I'm at their house for dinner and they start talking about faith and belief and believing in God, one of the things that I always have to deal with is their understanding and their experience of love in their life. Because as you hear in the first reading with St. John, since God is of love, those who do not love do not know God. And sometimes you can have someone who does all the practice of the faith, and yet they know that there's some sort of stumbling block in their life because they have yet to maybe really understand what love is in their life. And it could be their relationship with their parents that we have to go back to, and how their parents showed them love. Was it conditional? Was it unconditional? And how they understood their love with their relationships with their own children or with their spouse. And because if that's not in order, if that's what we call kind of broken or wounded, then that's where the recovery has to happen before any kind of experience of God can happen. Because God, since we're St. John says, since God is love, those are combined. And it's hard for someone who has no experience of love in their life to understand the God who is love. Or when they have experience of love in their life that is conditional, or if they have experience in their life that was troubling, or they experience lots of betrayal in their life, then those become huge stumbling blocks for their experience of God. Because that relationship is very much connected. And that's a hard thing, I think, for many of us, because we want to have God kind of like a different experience, you know, so that it's really objective. Either I can like God or not like God, or I can believe in God or not believe in God, as if it's a switch we turn on and off. But yet our personalities and our experiences and the way we interact and we have relationships affects the relationship with God. And that's the struggle, I think, for many people as they try to journey with God. Is that they would love to divorce it from their own experiences of love and their own experiences of betrayal, either by their spouse or their children or their parents. And yet we have to go there, because unless that's recovered or that wound becomes healed in some way, becomes healed and worked through, then there'll always be this stumbling block with God. A real relationship with God. And that's why some people who have been in the church maybe their whole life, done all their prayers, and they're 70 years old, 80 years old, and they say, you know what? I have never really experienced God. And they say, even though I've done everything, I've done my fasting, I've done my prayers, I've been to Mass, I never missed. I said, yeah, well, let's go back to your experience of love. And that's because that's what St. John talks about. And since God is love, to not have love in your life and to say you know God is a liar, because it doesn't make connection. It doesn't connect. Because, see, when we say God is love, we mean, we use that is in the middle, meaning that that's something of the essence of God. It's who God is. It's not something about God. God is someone who loves. God is a being who loves. God is love its very self. Just like we say God is truth, God is life, God is love. And so that's where it's a challenge, I think, for all of us when you encounter someone who's having a very difficult time with God or believing in God. It's always bigger than that. It's got a lot more going on there. Usually a sense of self-worth, a sense of appreciation of themselves, a sense of abandonment in their life. A lot of things are playing into that. That's how complex we are. And you pick that up from the first reading here with St. John. As we continue, may we ask God to show us that great love. Because once you've experienced it, I think then you have no challenge, no real big, huge stumbling block to experiencing the great presence of God in your life.